Pump floats it right side deep. McAfee got it. Touchdown, Georgia Southern on another perfect power. Is it picked? Oh, Preston Zachman came out of there with it. The official signaled touchdown. Zachman came out of there with the ball. And now the officials will have a chat.
Georgia State.
Preston Zachman pointing up to the video board here. Remember, if both the offense and defensive players have control, the offense wins in that case. And it looked like the tight end secured it. Zachman may, it could be an equal possession, so to speak, there, but the offense gets that. Zachman ripped it away as McAfee hit the turf. I don't think this is going to get overturned.
I don't think so. And that, again, double coverage, great coverage. And they're it's holding up.
Yep, and they have taken the lead, Georgia Southern. Boy, Davis Brin with a couple of beautiful throws. And a timeout taken here by Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is challenging the ruling of touchdown. The play is under further review.
Well, I think,
isn't all touchdowns are reviewed automatically, are they not?
Every play is in college football. But I mean, I thought they had time up in the replay booth to check it out, but Fickell, obviously, you know, getting the word from that maybe they ought to take a closer look at this. It's a heck of an effort by Zachman, heck of an effort by J.J. McAfee. See if they're ruling, A, did the ball cross the plane before the knee went down? I thought it did. And then Zachman was trying to claim that he was able to rip it away, but by the time he did that, the play was dead.
Yeah, that was a case, you said it, Matt, a just absolutely perfect throw because Blaylock was over there, both guys in position, and the hands are in there. To drop it in there like that, and I give him credit. He fought all the way to the ground, which is what you're taught to do. And maybe they'll find something up there and get this thing flipped. But
it seems to me the best Wisconsin could hope for here is incomplete. Stop short of the goal line. Maybe. Let's see. At the moment, it's 13-7 Georgia Southern. Ruling on the field was touchdown.
That's back-to-back throws that were, I don't know how he... Looking up from here, I don't know how he fit either of those throws in that tight window, but he did.
Well, they're also checking to see if McAfee maintained possession. Here's a call.
Ruling on the field of touchdown stands as called.
Yep.
It is a touchdown.
There wasn't enough there to overturn. And to be honest with you, I thought it was a touchdown anyway. Great play.
We're both trying to find ways to get that thing overturned. Tip the cap. Great coverage by the Wisconsin Badgers, but just a better throw and a great catch.
Well, we talked about the pro throw that Mordecai made last week to Skyler Bell. We saw a couple of pro throws from Davis Brin as Michael Lance on to attempt the extra point. And it is good. And the Wisconsin Badgers are in some trouble here on the home field. Wisconsin football brought to you by Construction Business Group. Operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at buildingwisconsintogether.com. 12:33 left third quarter. Georgia Southern 14, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Oh, from Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield. On the football field, talent comes in all shapes and sizes. Off the field, the same goes for Chevy's family of SUVs. From compact to mid-size to full-size, there's one for every Badger fan. Like the all-new Trax. It's bigger, bolder, and more refined than ever. There's the stylish and versatile Equinox and the roomy Traverse with third-row seating and tons of cargo room. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
For over 100 years, Fabic Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Fabic Cat provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fabic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCat.com or call your local Fabic Cat store for more information. Fabic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Wisconsin football brought to you in parts by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. A couple of terrific throws from Georgia Southern quarterback Davis Brin. And Wisconsin, which went into the locker room fortunate to be tied, now finds itself behind 14-7 with 12:33 left in the third quarter. Of Brin's 25-yard toss to J.J. McAfee for the lead.
Yeah, and Luke Fickell was down there for most of that break talking to the officials and trying to figure out, you know, if that was really a touchdown. I think trying to work for the next one. But this team needs to get a jump start and a kick start right here. That drive, really impressive. Two big-time throws. That wasn't lack of communication. That was their guys making plays over our guys. And a couple of really impressive plays. Now it's time for Wisconsin's offense to answer the change.
We talked before week one about teams going to face adversity. Well, this team's faced a fair amount of it. Yeah. And it is real on the home field right now. Down by seven early in the third quarter. Lance with the approach. Kick is away. Return chance here for Chimray. DK, he'll catch it to three. Right side five to the 10. DK 15, 20. Chimray 25-yard line, and he'll be steered out of bounds. And then sent down. Penalty marker flies. 15-yard tack on penalty against Georgia Southern. Boy, Chimray just got planted there in the Wisconsin bench area. And one of the staff members for Wisconsin is down.
After the play was over, personal foul, late hit out of bounds. Kicking team, the 15-yard penalty be added to the end of the run. First down.
Offensive line coach Jack Bicknell was knocked to the ground and very slow to get up. He is up now, and he's got the headset back on. Former Boston College offensive lineman snapped the ball to Doug Flutie on the famous play BC in Miami a few years ago. Ball at the 42-yard line of Wisconsin, first and 10. Braylon Allen in there at running back. Mordecai will give it to him. Here comes Braylon across the 45, and he pops his way to the 48-yard line. Weston Wallace on the stop, gain of six, second down and four.
Yeah, a lot more verticality there. The interior three with Bordellini really getting a great push, and Braylon Allen just following in behind, picking up a quick six.
Pauling slot left, DK wide left, Rice and Green to the right on second down. Mordecai hands it to Allen again, off the right edge, room to the 50, 45-40. Allen juke move, 35, still up, inside the 30, 25. Allen with attitude, inside the 20-yard line. And the Badgers have said enough with this messing around. Give it to Agent Zero and let him do his thing.
Mm-hmm. Nice job by Fertney of sealing his guy. And then Braylon making a guy miss out in space. Nice start to this drive.
From the 20-yard line, first and 10. Mordecai, quick shot, wide of the target, incomplete, intended for Bryson Green. As they fake the handoff to Allen after that 32-yard run from Braylon. Second and 10, Wisconsin at the Georgia Southern 20. 11:43 left third quarter. 14-7, Georgia Southern leads Wisconsin.
Yeah, almost felt like a little miscommunication. I think Green was expecting it there, and a poor short throw by Mordecai.
DK, Rucci, and Pauling to the left. Bryson Green to the right. Mordecai flips it left side. Will Pauling gets a block from Rucci inside the 15. Pauling to the 10. Pauling twisted to the ground inside the 5-yard line at the 4. There's Hayden Rucci doing some more work, creating space for Will Pauling. First and goal, Wisconsin.
Not only Rucci, again, we've been saying that all day. He's out in space, done a nice job sealing his guy. Jim DK does a great job tying up his guy. That allowed Pauling to get up north and south to pick up more to set up a first and goal opportunity for the Badgers.
Trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. First and goal at the 4. Pauling and DK out tight to the right. Now Pauling in motion to the left. Allen remains the running back. Pauling comes back the other way. Mordecai takes the snap. Hands off to Allen. Off the right side, and he is in. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Braylon Allen from 4 yards away. As the Badgers on the brink of tying this game early in the third quarter.
Yeah, you saw much more push, especially on the interior part of the offensive line, of getting guys back. You always, when you're down in that red area, you want to get your guys in the goal line spots, get your defenders pushed back into the goal end zone, and that allowed a lot of space for Braylon Allen to take one cut, run through a tackle, reach the ball over the end line, and get Wisconsin in position to tie this football game up.
Nathaniel Vakos on for the extra point try. Peter Bowden snaps. Gavin Myers is the holder. Snap, spot, kick in the air, and this game is tied. Let's recap the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 5 plays, 68 yards. Took a minute 35 off the clock. We'll take a break. 10:53 left of the third quarter. Wisconsin 14, Georgia Southern 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Increase the value of your home and save 11% off new garage doors at Menards. A new garage door can provide up to a 100% return on your investment toward the value of your home. And Menards has you covered with more than 1,000 different style and color options to choose from. Give your home the update it deserves and save 11% off all ideal garage doors. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive. Available in stores and online. To revive like a badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. And WEA member benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA member benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. Badgers and Eagles tied at 14, 10:53 left in the third quarter.
What an answer. And I think a lot of us are thinking, man, where's this been all day? And the physical running, 42 yards there on 3 carries from Braylon Allen, a nice play to Pauling. That's what it's supposed to look like. And again, it's, you can say it's Braylon. Thought the offensive line there just was more urgency and a lot better push, and that allowed that drive to happen.
Jack Van Dyke with the kick in the air, and it will sail out of bounds. That far left corner, as we view it, it went out of bounds before he crossed the goal line. And boy, this Wisconsin team just cannot keep momentum going with that kick out of bounds. Georgia Southern will now start at its 35-yard line.
Yeah, you just keep wanting that complete game, and you're looking for that good complementary football where they pin them down or at least get them where they start at the 25, give your defense. You give them a free 10 yards. Those things add up. Now the defense gets put in a little tougher spot, but let's see how they react.
Badgers in the first half came up with three interceptions. Hunter Wohler, Ricardo Hallman, and Jason Matry. Brin is 25 of 40 through the air for 326 yards. Trips to the right from the 35 of Georgia Southern. First down, handoff, tripping up. Turf Monster getting Terrence Gibbs behind the line of scrimmage, trying to break off to the left side. He stumbles down at the 33-yard line. Loss of two, second and 12.
Nice job there by Turner of chasing him down and forcing him. The Turf Monster got him, forcing him to make a cut, making him do something, got him down on the ground as well.
O.J. Arnold back in at running back. Again, they'll go three receivers to the right from the Georgia Southern 33-yard line. Brin back to throw. Quick pass right side caught by Burgess, and he gets wrapped up by Jordan Turner just across the 40-yard line. Brings up third down and five, where the Eagles were 6 of 11 in the first half, converting on third down.
Nice open field tackle. You keep everything in front of you, and you force your corners, your linebackers to make those tackles. Jordan Turner does a nice job of reading that route, getting down, getting him no yards after catch, which is what the goal is when you're sitting there in second and 10.
They'll come out three receivers to the left. Derwin Burgess is to the right, out there with Alexander Smith. Third and five, Eagles, their own 40-yard line. Arnold, the running back, motions out of the backfield, lines up wide to the right, snap to Brin, looking pressured, pass tipped to the air, and it's picked off by C.J. Getz. It was deflected, and Getz was there for the fourth interception of the day for the Wisconsin defense.
Well, as it's been all day when turnovers have happened, pressure on the quarterback. That time, Getz looked like he was rushing outside, dropped into his zone. You brought Muma Jungmeta in the middle. I want to say Jay Thompson was there, but Jungmeta got a little piece of the quarterback, got that ball fluttered up in the air, and then nice job hauling it in, securing that catch, giving Wisconsin a short field to go down and try to get the lead.
Yeah, it was James Thompson Jr. deflecting it. And an opportunity now for Wisconsin with 9:39 left third quarter, tied at 14. Hayden Rucci slot right, motions left, handoff Ches Malusi off the left side, inside the 40, 35-yard line, and he pounds his way down to the 32-yard line of Georgia Southern. Qadri Jackson, the linebacker, on the tackle, gain of eight, second down and two.
Another nice job. It's going to be a recurring theme. The guys up front getting after it, getting push, not allowing guys to kind of stalemate it. You're moving your feet, and that allows you to pick up 5, 6, 7, and 8 yards.
Will Pauling slot right. C.J. Williams wide to the right on second down. Mordecai to throw. Fires to the left through the hands of D.K. A little high, a touch hot. Jim Ray unable to gather at the 30-yard line. So make it third down and two for the Badgers at the Georgia Southern 32-yard line.
Good recognition there by Mordecai to see that blitz coming. Actually, the blitz guy that was covering Chim threw it just a little bit hot, a little high. But I think Chim would say he should have came down with that.
Skyler Bell in there now, slot to the right. Hayden Rucci to the left. DK wide left. C.J. Williams wide to the right. Mordecai looking over. Phil Longo signals in the play. The Badgers offensive coordinator. Wisconsin trying to get organized. Play clock is at 5. Got to go, boys. Play clock at 2. At 1. Snap to Mordecai. Looking, throwing left side. Caught by Skyler Bell. And he is pushed out of bounds. First down, Wisconsin inside the 30. Down to the 28-yard line of Georgia Southern. Mark Stampley out of the secondary on the play.
Yeah, you talk about tempo and doing it. It's third and 3. Make sure you get the right play and make the adjustment. Nice, easy pitch and catch there. Skyler Bell secures it, gets up, picks up the first down.
Three receivers, Rucci, Bell, and Williams to the right, DK to the left with the Georgia Southern 28-yard line, first and 10. Mordecai looking, throwing, quick pass caught by DK. Outside the numbers of the 20-yard line, and he is wrestled down by Damar Hickman. Progress will get Shim Ray to the 19-yard line, they say. Gain of 9, second and 1. 8:35 left, third quarter, tied at 14.
That's why it's so important to get into a rhythm. That's a run play to the right. Tanner sees what the defense is doing, sees that Shim's got one-on-one coverage with soft. Picked up 9, setting up a second and 1.
Malusi remains the running back. Bell, slot to the right. From the 19-yard line, second down. Handoff, Malusi makes. Oh, he got through, almost got through T.J. Smith. Good tackle by Smith, but yet it's a first down for Malusi. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. First and 10 at the 18.
Nice jump cut by Malusi. Just got tackled by the one ankle. He was able to pull out of that. There was a little bit of room to pick up a lot more.
Bell slot left, loops in motion to the right from the 18 of Georgia Southern. Mordecai back to throw, looking, pulls it down. He'll run it. Tanner to the 15, to the 10, cutting left to the 5. Mordecai to the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Tanner Mordecai pulls it down and takes it in as the Badgers take the lead midway through the third quarter.
Boy, great decisiveness. Stays in the pocket, sees it kind of collapsing. There was no hesitation, no pump fakes. He saw room off to the left, took a complete great angle right to that front pylon, and beat the defenders in for a huge touchdown run by Tanner Mordecai.
20-14, Wisconsin. Second rushing touchdown of this game for Tanner Mordecai. Nathaniel Vakos on for the PAT. It is in the air, and it is good. Scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Six plays, 40 yards, took a minute 59 as Wisconsin has the lead. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 7:40 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 21, Georgia Southern 14. Back in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
For over 100 years, Fabic Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Fabic Cat provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fabic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCat.com or call your local Fabic Cat store for more information. Fabic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Tanner Mordecai, an 18-yard run for the lead. For more on Tanner, let's send it down to Patrick again.
7 carries for 36 yards and 2 touchdowns for Mordecai. First time in his career he's had multiple rushing touchdowns. I think we saw last week at Washington State how athletic and quick he can be on the run. But I will tell you, this coaching staff kind of holds their breath when he runs. One of the reasons is because he's so tough that he doesn't like to slide, and they know that. He says to them, you know, I'll slide. But he's so tough that he doesn't.
The kick taken by Dalen Cobb, a yard deep in the end zone, coming out across the 15, across the 20-yard line. Owen Arnett in there in kick coverage, stopping the return man at the 22-yard line. Yeah, you're right. Tanner Mordecai is many things, including a tough dude. But I can see where the coach is, and it's not a knock on the rest of the quarterback room. It's just there's next to no experience. Miles Burkett last year appeared in a couple of games. Braden Locke, redshirt freshman. You know, Nick Evers, transfer from Oklahoma. There's minimal experience behind Mordecai. So for the 22-yard line of Georgia Southern, first and 10. Wisconsin defense has come up with 4 interceptions, something they last did 2 years ago against Northwestern. Here's a toss back right side. O.J. Arnold got by Wohler across 25, 30-yard line, tiptoeing the sidelines. And goes out of bounds at the 35 of the far side. Gain of 13 on a first down for the Eagles.
Yeah, they've had some success getting the ball out on the perimeter today with that toss. And Hunter Wohler came flying downhill, took a little bit of a short angle, and couldn't quite get him down on the ground.
21-14 Wisconsin, 7:29 left in the third quarter. Georgia Southern, a first and 10 at its own 35. Caleb Hood slot to the left. Irwin Burgess wide right, loops in motion to the left. Davis Brin will hand off to Arnold off the right side across the 40, 45-yard line. And a collision with Hunter Wohler across the 45 to the 46. Arnold goes for 11 and another first down for Georgia Southern.
Yeah, they're obviously seeing something on that right-hand side of their offensive line that they like, and they've been able to get out in the perimeter. That's two nice runs in this drive.
Georgia Southern back on the move. Hood slot to the left. Arnold remains the running back. Brin looks over the Wisconsin defense, and penalty markers fly. A little movement early from Georgia Southern.
False start. Offense number two. Five-yard penalty. First down.
It's the wide receiver, Derwin Burgess. Yeah,
get that wave going. Wave's causing some problems. Getting the offense to get a little flinchy, and you want to make it tough on opposing offenses. And look at this raucous wave that's going through.
Oh, my goodness. Setting
this thing off.
Were they doing that at Lambeau while the home team was
on
the
offense? Don't like it. Yeah. They don't like it one bit.
Yeah, you know, preseason. Here's Brin back to throw. Looking, fires, caught by the tight end. Upshaw up to the 50-yard line. So they're in a more manageable situation now. Ball at the 50. It'll be second down and six. 6:25 left third quarter. 21-14 Wisconsin. Kurt Neal, the redshirt freshman out of North Carolina, Cornelius, North Carolina, checking in again on the defensive line. We saw him some in the first half.
And brought a little cross dog with Turner and Chaney there, and nice job picking it up.
Slot left, slot right. Brin takes the snap, swings it left, and that is caught across the 45-yard line and gets to the 50. Penalty marker flies. Well, he stopped right at the line of scrimmage as they went to David Berdinga out of the backfield.
But they initially said face mask on Georgia Southern, and then he flipped it back. A range of emotions up here.
Personal foul, face mask, defense number 17. The 15-yard penalty will be added to the end of the run. Automatic first down.
They get the outside linebacker, Darrell Peterson, so a big penalty there.
Yeah, and it's first and 15. That was a violent face mask. Yep. I won't argue with that call. But you get to first and 15, they pick up the blitz. They pick up, what, 7-8 yards getting him back. And that was something that, you know, Coach Fickell told Patrick, got to keep him in long down and distance. They've done a nice job of recovering.
So back on the move, Georgia Southern. Brin back to throw, winds up, heaves it deep, left sideline. Jet Thompson, and it's picked off in the end zone by Hunter Wohler. Number five for the Wisconsin defense this afternoon. An outstanding play again from Hunter Wohler.
Showed that great range. I think he looked off. He tried to look him off. The quarterback tried to look him off. Hunter Wohler stayed and then did a adjust on where the football was, high points it off, and made a great play.
You have to go back to at least 1996 in a game where the Badgers have come up with five interceptions. The staff will keep digging, but it's been a minute since they've had a day like this. We'll take a break. 5:44 left third quarter. Wisconsin 21, Georgia Southern 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Got a hot tip for you if you want to refresh your home for fall and save on it all. Get to Kohl's right now. I just shopped their limited time home deals, and not only did I save an extra 15%, I also got a great deal on a Ninja Blender, an entire cookware set for under $60, and so much more. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So what are you waiting for? Get your home refresh done and set for fall fun. Get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end September 17th. 15% off ends September 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, Shop the Pig!
And shop any Wisconsin Steinhoffels during their Badger Sale weekend going on September 22nd through the 24th. And you'll get a $100 University Bookstore gift card when you spend over $29.99. Relax. It's Steinhoffels. Second interception of the game for Hunter Wohler. Fifth for the Wisconsin defense. 5:44 left in the third quarter. 21-14, Wisconsin leads Georgia Southern. Badgers back at it at their 20-yard line.
Just a great job of reading the quarterback's eyes and then going up and high pointing the football, because it looked like their wideout had a step. And Hunter Wohler, to have the knowledge of where he needed to be, spatial awareness, going up and bring it in, big play in this game.
Braylon Allen, the running back, on first and 10. Mordecai fakes or gives it to Braylon up the middle across the 20, cutting right 25, breaks the tackle. Allen across the 30, stiff arms him in. That bought him 5 more yards. First down, Wisconsin. Well, the Hall of Fame coach, Barry Alvarez, might say Braylon Allen is getting, say it with me,
lathered up.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you are seeing it, and that patience there of staying with it and then being able to stiff arm, pick up another 5. Good physical job up front by the boys.
From the 35 of Wisconsin, first and 10 after that 15-yard run. Mordecai feeds it to Allen again over the right side across the 40-yard line, lowers the pads, pounds his way up to the 43-yard line. Cam Williams. Safety up to make the play. Gain of 8. Second down and 2.
Really nice job by Jack Nelson on the backside, where kind of a combination block and finished his man. That allowed that cutback by Braylon, and then Braylon got north and south, ran hard to pick up a quick 7 or 8.
Skyler Bell slot left. C.J. Williams wide left. Peyton Rucci goes in motion. A handoff to Allen again. It's a block from Rucci. First down for Braylon across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Mark Stampley on the tackle. Out of the secondary, another first down for the Badgers. Braylon comes out. Chez Malusi is in.
That's good stuff. Fertney, right guard, pulled out and did a nice job of logging, which is where you bring the guy, you kind of seal him in, and that allowed Rucci to go get his guy, and that picked up the first down. Just good body-on-body blocking.
4:38 left third quarter, 21-14 Wisconsin. Skyler Bell slot to the right. Mordecai takes hands off to Malusi. Behind the pulling Jack Nelson, and Malusi plows his way to the 46-yard line of Georgia Southern on a gain of 7.
You're just not seeing that same penetration and guys flying off the edge. You're seeing the boys up front securing things, getting push. There, Nelson, I don't even know if he blocked anybody pulling, but he was able to stay in front and let Malusi go grab another 7.
Bell slot left, Williams wide left, Sprice and Green out to the right. From the Georgia Southern 46-yard line, second down and 3 for Wisconsin. Aiden Ricci on the right side as well. Play clock at 10. Mordecai gets them organized. Malusi will shift to the left of the quarterback. Mordecai gets the snap, looks the throw, pressured, throwing, and it's caught by Malusi. And he goes to the turf at the 44-yard line. Is coming in hot was the linebacker, Kadri Jackson. And Mordecai able to get it out of his hands to Malusi, and it's third down and 1.
That's good awareness again by Mordecai to see where the blitz is coming from, making sure you know where the protection. I think he adjusted the protection and got rid of it quick. It wasn't a big gain, but those corner blitzes, those can be the big plays the other way. Nice job of just getting rid of it, getting something positive.
Third and 1 for the Georgia Southern 44-yard line. Two tight ends. Formation handoff to Malusi. He'll get the first down. Stampley on the tackle at the 41-yard line. They needed 1. They got 3. And Braylon Allen will check back in for Wisconsin with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. 21-14 Wisconsin.
I keep bringing this up, but this is just a noticeable shift from what we saw in that first half, and that is there's much more push. You're not seeing that leakage up front where guys are only getting 1 or 2. Now that 1 or 2 is turned into 6 and 7.
Skyler Bell slot to the right. Allen to the right of the quarterback to the 41-yard line of Georgia Southern. Mordecai out of the shotgun, takes a snap, gives it to Braylon. Trying to slip through on the left side. Now breaks to his right. Allen to the 35 and is chopped down at the 33-yard line. Boy, made something out of nothing there and almost made a whole lot out of it. Good tackle by Damel Hickman, the cornerback.
Yeah, Fertney pulls, and it looked like, yeah, maybe you grab a yard. Braylon kept the ball high and tight, kept his feet, slid back all the way across the right side of Wisconsin's offensive line, and was able to get six or seven again. Almost more, just got tripped up.
11 carries, 92 yards for Allen now from the 34 at Georgia Southern. Second down and three for Wisconsin. Two receivers left, one on the right. Mordecai gets the snap, fakes the handoff. He'll pop it out. Tucker Ashcraft across the 30, outside the numbers, 25 to the 20-yard line. Taken out of bounds by Williams at the 16-yard line of Georgia Southern. Well-executed play as Wisconsin back into the red zone. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. They'll actually place it at the 15 of Georgia Southern, first and 10.
Yeah, that's where that run game and wearing on people. Now those linebackers are filling the gaps even a little bit harder. Gives you space, and Ashcraft kind of bluffed and had a wide open space. Mordecai got it to him out there quickly.
Ashcraft, wing on the right side. Bell slot left, motions right. Mordecai fakes the handoff, rolling left, throwing left. Ashcraft catches inside the 10, inside the 5, and T.J. Smith sends him out of bounds. Ashcraft was starting to reach that ball out there and thought, bad idea. Let's take it back in, go out of bounds at the 2, first and goal.
Yeah, he learned a lesson from Justin Jefferson on a really good rule, by the way, that you need to make sure you secure that football. Don't be reaching and doing anything where you can fumble it and get the ball back to the defense. Smart play by Ashcraft of getting vertical. He did, Matt. You said he kind of reached it. I'm not going to make that mistake.
Terrible rule, by the way. We'll talk. First and goal at the 2. Double wide to the right. Allen, the running back. JT Seagreaves motions left, hand off to Braylon. Up the middle, and it's a walk-in touchdown for Braylon Allen from 2 yards away, and it's a two-score game at Camp Randall.
Just a great drive, Braylon Allen, Chez, but offensive line, you're moving your people up front, and that gave, I don't know if he was touched, just one simple cut again, keeping his front side, making the linebackers commit, and then just whoop, one little kick stop and walk in to go put us up by 14, hopefully.
So trends continuing for this Wisconsin football team. Slow starts, good in the third. Extra point from Nathaniel Vakos is good. 39 seconds left in the third quarter, and it's now 28-14 Wisconsin. Recapping the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. 10 plays, 80 yards, took 5 minutes and 5 seconds. As the Badgers getting it done primarily on the ground on this drive once again.
Yeah, it's just, I think fans get frustrated, and I know the coaches are going to be frustrated, because you're seeing this third quarter, and it's almost you need to be back up against the wall in order for you to pick up your intensity. That's what it feels like, and luckily Wisconsin, these third quarters, they have been answering that bell, and they, with all the turnovers, kept themselves in a game that could have gotten away from them. But the run game, that drive there, Tucker Ashcraft with a couple of really nice plays. So you're starting to see things open up, and that running game is what's opening it up.
All right. Nathaniel Vakos will handle the kickoff duties for Wisconsin. And the kick is in the air, hangs up high, as will be Hood, right side at the 1 to the 5, 10, cutting left 15, weaves up across the 20. That was Cobb, not Hood, Dalen Cobb, the return man for Georgia Southern, up across the 20 to about the 23-yard line, and that's where the Eagles will begin first and 10. I would get, Mark, where fans would be impatient. You want to run the ball, but early in the season, you kind of have to find out who you are too, right? I mean, you see the passing game, and Mordecai 16 to 27 for 163, but you're just trying to figure out what you have.
Yeah,
right?
You're trying to find all that stuff, and you have some new toys as far as the wide receivers go, and you're trying to get that right mix. And by the way, didn't run the ball great in the first half.
Yeah.
So you're seeing wearing people down. That's what's happened in these third quarters.
From the 23 at Georgia Southern, first and 10, as the handoff goes to Arnold over the right side, wrapped up right away by Jake Chaney. Up to the 26 goes Arnold, gain of 3. 25 seconds left in the third quarter.
But it does drive coaches nuts.
Yes.
You want fast starts, you preach things all week, and then you don't do it. You fight, and everything has to be tough. It does build character, though.
From the 26-yard line, second down and 7. Burgess, the receiver, loops in motion to the left. He'll take the swing pass left side across the 25-yard line and pulled down by Jason Maitre. Penalty marker flies. And see what we'll have here. We'll mark it at the 29-yard line. Receiver and the DB were in a battle there. Here's the call.
Personal foul, face mask, defense number 23. The 15-yard penalty be added to the end of the run includes an automatic first down.
So we'll get Maitre on the face mask.
Let's see, do we agree? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a rule. I mean, that's obviously a face mask, but I don't love the fact running backs, wideouts, they can sit and put their hand in people's faces. Nobody calls that.
And the game clock winding down. We have hit the end of the third quarter here in Madison. Everyday style is easy with favorite looks for family fun and saving a ton. Whether you're savoring the last moments of summer or gearing up for school and all things fall, we've got you covered. Shop Kohl's at Kohl's.com today. At the end of 3, Wisconsin 28, Georgia Southern 14. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24/7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Joined in progress, jump around at Camp Randall Stadium.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. Pack in the wind, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, punk you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, put your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Monsters are bunk up, someone's fucking jump down, I'll bust them in the eye.
You know, Taj, when the visiting radio crew comes in for the first time, I gave the Georgia Southern guys a heads up. I said, you know, the booth is going to sway a little bit. Maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe I should have just let him
be unsettled. Yeah, let him figure it out themselves.
I'm just trying to be a cordial host, but yeah. Well, they're a little nervous about it.
I was going to say, they haven't been as cordial as we were hoping for this team.
No. But the Badgers with another strong third quarter. It's 28-14 Wisconsin. Fourth quarter begins. Eagles are first and 10. At their 44-yard line, Daylon Cobb wide left, smooths in motion to the right. A.J. Arnold is the running back. Cobb slot to the right. Burgess wide to the right. Anthony Quealy will come out to the left as play clock starting to wind down and Clay Helton taking a timeout. Boy, that'll make you grind your teeth coming out of a third quarter break. You need a timeout before you snap the ball.
Too much jump around celebrating by the squad, not getting there. Yeah, that... I think always irritates coaches because that's kind of on them to not get plays in and to not do that. So what a quarter by the Wisconsin Badgers. You were hoping getting that opening kick that moved the football and kind of just jump-started, but that wasn't the case. It actually flipped, and you were tested even more than I think anyone had hoped. Falling behind, giving it up after the penalty that would have picked up a first down. They go down and score, and it was almost like a switch kicked on. It said, what the heck are we doing here? Mm-hmm. We're going to start getting more physical up front. The O-line took charge. Braylon took charge, and we saw 21 unanswered points.
For the first three games now, the Badgers have outscored the opposition in the third quarter, 48-7. So here we go, first and 10, Cobb wide left, started in motion, comes back the other way. Brynn back to throw, under pressure, down he goes. CJ gets the outside linebacker, gets to the quarterback at the 34-yard line of Georgia Southern, a loss of 10.
All-out effort right there, just not allowing himself to stay blocked. He got a nice soft shoulder and then finished through it, getting him down on the ground. Nicely done by Getz.
Second down and 20 for the Eagles back at their 34-yard line. Burgess and Hood out to the left. Queeley, make that to the right. Queeley to the left. Hood starts in motion into the backfield. Brynn, the quarterback, takes a snap, hands off to Arnold over the left side, 35, 40-yard line. Pops his way across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Austin Brown, Hunter Wolder combine on the tackle. And it's third down and 7. 13-yard run.
A nice player.
He is.
He's quick. You know, he's tough. You can see he runs with his pads. It reminds me of number 22, a little Mark Ingram-esque to me.
Yeah.
Very physical, gets downhill. He's done a nice job for them today.
Yeah, good call. Third down and 7, Georgia Southern from its own 47-yard line. Brynn takes a snap, four-man Wisconsin rush. Brynn throws to the left side, caught by Queeley and a first down, making that catch right in front of Nizir Forcurine and right at the line to gain, which is the 46 of Wisconsin.
Boy, it just, you get that sack and you start feeling that emotional pull going your way, and then give these guys credit. They do a quick run play. He picks up 15. And they pick up a first down.
From the 46 of Wisconsin, first and 10. 13-20 remaining, 28-14 Wisconsin. Brynn back to throw. Under pressure, steps up, fires it over the middle. Tipped up and almost intercepted again. Looked like Forcurine had a hand on it. It was intended for Caleb Hood. As Davis Brynn, who's good, has been terrific, but he has thrown 5 interceptions and almost a 6.
That sounds crazy.
He's
been good, but he's thrown. But you're right,
yeah.
He has been. And, you know, most of his problems today have come throws across the middle.
Yep.
A lot of high throws, tipped balls. He's been really good out on the perimeter.
And he has made some big-time throws, but those 5 interceptions, crazy. Brynn now back to throw, flushed off to his right, throws to his right, and that is caught near the 35-yard line of Wisconsin. Derwin Burgess over there gets wrestled out of bounds, and that'll be another first down for Georgia Southern on a gain. Let's see where they for is it. You know, they place it at the 37-yard line, so he should be a yard short of the first down. It will be third. The yard markers are just getting set.
They don't know what's going on over there. Waving guys, first downs. It's crazy. You say, well, we're down to 11 in the play clock here.
Third down and 1. Play clock down to 5. Under center now is Brynn. Burgess wide right, motions to the backfield. Brynn will sneak forward, just a little step to his right, surges ahead for the first down at the 35-yard line of Wisconsin. 2.5 minutes gone by fourth quarter, 28-14 Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's just so crazy when you say that. He's played it because you're right. He's thrown it, 49 times, and he's thrown 5 picks.
Yeah.
And you can't turn the football over, but he has, outside of those 5 picks, he has played really good football. You never say those sentences.
No, you don't. I always wonder, what are we going to see today? This has been different. Kalen Cobb slot left, motions to the right. Arnold the running back. Brynn back to throw. Out to the right side for Hood. Hood, another good throw, and it is caught, though. Give Hood the catch.
I don't know.
Looked like Zachman was prying it loose. Hood is slow to get up. They roll it a catch on the field, and that would be worth another peek. But that's exactly what we're talking about. I mean, Davis Brin's good is really good.
He's dropped some beautiful throws.
Timeout on the field for an offensive injury.
Waved it off.
On the field is incomplete pass. Second down.
All right. So they changed their mind. They had ruled on the field at first to catch until they didn't. So give Preston Zachman the credit there, but that guy, he's fighting for everything.
He is, but, you know, he got beat by a step, but he does not give in. And, man, he is really good at finishing through these catches. Even that touchdown that got challenged, he's got his hands in there. He's fighting, making these guys take it all the way to the ground. And that effort right there forced an incompletion on another absolute bucket drop. Only threw it where his guy could catch it. And luckily, Zachman just got his hand in there, put it in there, fought through the ground, and forced an incompletion.
Second and 10, Georgia Southern at the Wisconsin 35-yard line. 11 and a half minutes to play. Badgers up 14. Wren fakes the handoff, drops it off. Bo Johnson, the tight end, 35-30. Outside the numbers, 25 to the 20-yard line. Austin Brown takes Bo Johnson out of bounds. Fifth-year senior out of Plantation, Florida. If you're a baseball fan, his father's name might ring a bell to you, Charles Johnson, a four-time Gold Glove catcher, part of the Marlins World Series team in 97. So high-level athletes in the family, Bo Johnson carving a niche as a tight end in college football. First and 10, Georgia Southern at the Wisconsin 19-yard line. Dalen Cobb, slot to the left. Wren to throw, looking, has time, pulls it down to the 20. He'll slide, started the slide at about the 17-yard line. So a gain, a short gain there, second down, and 8 at the 17 of Wisconsin.
There's nice protection there, and you know, coverage was fantastic on the backside, and a nice job by Wren just pulling it down, picking up what he could.
Georgia Southern trying to make this a one-score game. Plenty of time, 10:25 remaining. 28-14 Wisconsin. The tight end Johnson goes in motion, lines up wing on the left side. Brin fakes the handoff, throws to the left. That is caught by Anthony Quealy, and he gets wrapped up right away by Ricardo Hallman. Progress to the 11 of Wisconsin, where it's now 3rd and 2. Georgia Southern today, 8 out of 14 on third down. .955 to play. Badgers get James Thompson Jr. and Darian Varner along with Ben Barton on the defensive line. Big 3rd and 2 for Georgia Southern at the Wisconsin 11. Wheely and Burgess to the right. Bo Johnson out to the left. He motions to the formation. Brent fumbles the snap. The Badgers say they pounce at the 15-yard line, and they do, and it's Muma Jungmeta. Turnover number 6 for Georgia Southern today.
We asked for turnovers. We thought you get one, you'll get more. And, man, I don't know if any of us thought you're going to see 6, but here you go. Georgia Southern with a great drive, moving it down. Just Wren took his eyes off the snap, and Jungmeta didn't wait, pounced, flopped on it. Big turnover, game-changing for the Wisconsin Badgers.
9:32 left in the game. We'll take a break. Wisconsin 28, Georgia Southern 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We've got you covered.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Check out our great selection of Mohawk vinyl plank flooring. Vinyl plank is waterproof and features a durable wear layer for active lifestyles. Available in a variety of colors and styles, so you're sure to find an ideal look for your home. Mohawk Home Expressions vinyl plank flooring is only $214 per square foot after 11% off at Menards. Good through September 17th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
On Wisconsin, the fight's on that boasts the winningest of the Badgers. And just like the claim, the Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Check one out at your Ford dealer. 9:32 remaining. 28-14, Wisconsin leading Georgia Southern. A perfectly good shotgun snap. Davis Brin, the quarterback, as Tout said, took his eye off the ball. Ball hit the turf. And pouncing on the ball was linebacker Muma Jungmeta, and the Badgers take over at their 14.
And a lot of times you see the ball flopping around, but Muma just saw it, went immediately, pounced, and that was a monster play because Georgia Southern was knocking at the door.
Skyler Bell, slot right, loops in motion to the left. Ches Malusi, the running back, he gets the handoff off the right side across the 15-yard line and gets a couple up to the 17, Deshaun Davis on the defensive line up to make the play. Gain of three, second down and seven.
Nice job by Riley Malman out on the edge, securing his guy. And you have a safety come down. You're going to see Georgia Southern now. They're getting pounded on a little bit here third in the second half. They're going to have to bring guys down, look for a big play over the top.
Three come out to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Hayden Rucci in motion to the right. Hand off Malusi, trying to catch the edge of the left side. Turns a corner and gets slammed down across the 20-yard line. Penalty marker flies.
That guy throws the latest flag, man.
Holding offense, number 79. Half the distance to the goal from the previous spot. Second down.
It's tough when the ball bounces and the running back bounces it outside. Nelson's done a nice job of trying to finish. Just gave him a little shove, and this guy throws his arms up in the air. That's not a hold. But
that's tough. Yeah.
And it's late again. He has thrown three different holding calls and all really late flags. I don't like any of them. And one of them went our way.
There's an injured Georgia Southern player, and I believe we're going to go into a media timeout here. I believe we are. Yes, we'll step out. 8:52 remaining. 28-14. Wisconsin leads Georgia Southern. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Badgers at their 8-yard line, second down and 16 with 8 minutes and 52 seconds to play. 28-14, the Badgers lead Georgia Southern. We are set to resume play as the Badgers backed up after the holding penalty. Skylar Bell in motion right to left. Mordecai back to throw over the middle. Caught by Rucci, 25-30. Big man, 35-40. Outside the numbers, 45 across midfield and driven out of bounds. Tanner Mordecai to Hayden Rucci on a big play down to the 46-yard line of Georgia Southern.
And that was an incredibly tight window. Mordecai looked it, almost got the ball batted down by Rhodes, fitted in beautifully, and then Rucci did a nice job keeping his feet and then running, getting over the mid-stripe.
That gain of 45 to the 46-yard line of Georgia Southern. Mordecai, a quick toss right side. C.J. Williams makes a man miss to the 40-yard line. 35 and is tapped out of bounds there. Good work after the catch from C.J. Williams. Gain of 11.
Yeah, we haven't seen a ton.